Here's John Ireland, the voice of the Lakers. The Lakers are in town tonight. How you doing, John?
I'm good, boys. How are you?
We're just debating the significance of Drake in Toronto. And he's not here. He's not in town. I would assume if he was, he would have been partying with LeBron last night. LeBron was down on King West. And I believe he's playing tonight. Do you know? Can you confirm that LeBron is playing tonight?
It's my understanding. I can't confirm it, but it's my understanding, you know, through people I know, that he's going to play tonight and possibly sit tomorrow night. We've got, as you guys know, tonight's a national game, so it won't start till 8. By the time we get done clear customs and get into Detroit and get to the hotel, it'll probably be 2, 3 in the morning. So I think he plays tonight and sits tomorrow. That's my best guess. But it's an educated guess. I'm pretty confident.
LeBron, has he looked anywhere close to 100% since returning from the groin injury?
Yeah. I mean, you'll see. The other night in Chicago, he had 36 points in 33 minutes. He had a triple-double against Boston on Saturday in just 28 minutes. The thing, guys, that he doesn't do as much as he used to is he doesn't ball hawk on defense. I think if you go back and you guys have a long history with LeBron when he was playing in Cleveland and Miami, in some of those playoff games, he would defend and oftentimes take the other team's best player. He doesn't do that anymore. He's such an important part of our offense that other guys have to defend. And that's really, why we're not going to make the playoffs this year, is that we could never figure out defensively what to do. That and we've had a ton of injuries, but I think most coaches would tell you, if you put them on a lie detector, that our defense kind of killed us this year.
What about the fact that LeBron wanted every player on the team traded at one point? Did that factor into any issues or what?
I'm sure it didn't help. but what's weird about that is, when Magic came back to, we were on a road trip and we were in Philadelphia, and when Magic came back there, everybody assumed that he would come back and kind of rally the troops and say, okay, look, guys, trading deadline's over. Nobody's getting traded. Let's galvanize. And he did exactly the opposite. He came back and he told the players, look, getting traded is a way of life in this league. Every one of you might get traded before the end of your career. And then he came out and met with the media and said, quit treating them like babies. This is a big man's league and everybody can get traded. So they doubled down on the fact that they could trade anybody at any minute.
So, John, I mean, obviously everybody's wondering, what will happen to the Lakers now, because the window's got to be limited, right? LeBron is 34 years old. We've seen him obviously suffer the first extended injury of his career in a lot of ways with this groin problem. And so you got to believe they got to make it happen fast. I mean, how can they make it happen fast in your mind?
Well, they've got a ton of cap space, and this is a huge free agent class. So the issue with them is to convince somebody in that free agent class to take their money. And the way they built the team, guys, is they have a whole bunch of guys. Our team is basically a bunch of guys on one-year contracts, a bunch of guys on rookie deals, and LeBron. That's it. So if we needed to, we could enter. If a big-name player moved, we could trade for him. But they also have so much cap space to sign free agents because all these guys are on one-year deals. We've got over, close to $50 million in cap space. We can make a move on one of these guys. Now, if you look at the list of everybody that's out there, you guys got one of them. It's hard to figure out what all these guys are going to do. Like, what do you guys think Kawhi is going to do?
Well, honestly, it's an impossibility trying to figure out this guy's whole plan and where he's going. He doesn't give off anything. He doesn't tip off anything. I got to be honest. I don't sense like the Lakers would be the destination for him.
Because, I don't either. I just brought it up because I know I'm in Toronto.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lakers are in play for him, but who knows?
Well, explain that though, because I have my own theories. But why do you not think Kawhi would want to go to the Lakers?
Well, you said it. He's kind of a recluse, and we are bright lights, big city. The Clippers are fly under the radar. And I actually think that you guys have an excellent chance to keep him, particularly if you make it to the finals. You mentioned that he doesn't say anything. I'll tell you guys a funny story. I do the games with Michael Thompson, Clay's dad, the former Laker. And so Kawhi and Clay played like AAU ball together. So one time Michael and I are set up at courtside. We're getting ready to do the game. And Kawhi walks over to Michael and sticks out his hand, to say hello. And Michael says, hey, Kawhi, man, you're doing great. This is when he's in San Antonio. He says, you're doing great. You're playing out of your mind, man. Keep it up. You're going to be an all-star for a long time in this league. Do you know, John, you know John Ireland? And he sticks out his hand and he shakes hands with me. He goes, Kawhi, I'm proud of you, man. Keep it up. And Kawhi turns and walks away. I had a whole conversation with Kawhi Leonard, and he never said a word.
Right. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. That sounds like our experience here too, John. That's great. I mean, do you think I agree with you that the Raptors have done everything right. They played all their cards right in terms of managing his load, managing the injury he's been dealing with that essentially broke up his relationship with the Spurs. But where do you see the Clippers? Do you think they could make a legitimate case that they won't be the Clippers, that they'll actually get it right this time and would be attractive to him?
Well, yeah, I think Doc Rivers is the coach of the year this year.
Yeah.
Don't you guys?
Well,
I mean, you could give it to Mike Malone in Denver. You could give it to Nate McMillan in Indiana.
Budenholzer in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but here's the thing. how in the world are the Clippers making the playoffs? In the Western Conference, it's loaded. They have nobody.
Yeah.
Their best player is Lou Williams, and they traded their other best player, Tobias Harris, at the trade deadline.
Yep.
So they're not the old Clippers. They've been really good. Now
got a good Canadian kid, Gilgeous Alexander.
Yeah, and I mean he's 19.
Yeah.
So you know that guy's only going to get better. So you could very easily make the argument that they are not even close to the same old Clippers. But I don't think that means that necessarily Toronto doesn't have the inside track. I think it all depends on how your season ends. If you know, you guys could very easily go to the finals when you played us the first time. This was in November. It was early November, November 4th. Kawhi didn't play, and the score, LeBron did, and the score at the end of the first quarter was 42-17 Raptors.
Right.
It was the most one-sided beatdown I've ever seen in the first quarter of a game, and I've been doing this 21 years. And Ibaka, I think that night, I know he's not going to play tonight, but I think Ibaka made 15 of 17 shots that night, including his first 13 in a row. So you guys may have lightning in a bottle here. If you can get these guys to play, you know, together, I know that Milwaukee might finish with a better record than Toronto. It's probably too early to say. So a game 7 in Milwaukee would be hard, but I'm not so sure that the Raptors don't match up with the Bucks. So there you go.
No, I'm with you on that. Enjoy your time in Toronto. Enjoy the game tonight. Really appreciate it. Thank you, John.
All right, boys. Have a great show. See ya.
There's John Ireland, the voice of the Lakers.